through Chekhov's eyes. Dispatched 16th of November 1942. For many days and nights, those all-seeing eyes keep watch over the city from the fifth floor of a ruined apartment block. They see the street, the square, dozens of buildings with their crumbling floors and ceilings, empty, lifeless boxes filled with a deceptive silence. Those round hazel eyes see the distant hills pitted with German dugouts. Sometimes it's so quiet you can hear the slightest noise in the block where Germans are sitting. Small pieces of plaster falling, snatches of German conversation, the creaking of jackboots. At other times, the bombing and firing are so noisy that you have to lean over and shout in your comrade's ear. Even if you shout at the top of your voice, he'll shrug his shoulders as if to say, "I can't hear you." Anatoly Chekhov has just turned 19, son of chemical workers. A bright, intelligent lad with a warm heart and 100 different talents, who loves books and is keen on geography, dreams of distant voyages, and is much loved by comrades and neighbours. This young fellow has known the darker side of life from the age of 10. His father was a drunk who ill-treated them. A couple of years before the war, he deserted them altogether. Anatoly Chekhov had to quit school, where he got top marks in every subject, and went to work at a Kazan factory. He became indispensable and respected by all. On the 29th of March, 1942, his call-up papers arrived, and when he reported for duty, he requested to be sent to a sniper school. "I never as much as fired at a living thing as a child, even from a catapult."